You're listening to the Poised Powerhouse Podcast. My name is Dr. Sita Hood, and I'm obsessed with empowering women like you with practical life strategies to live authentically without compromising your wellness. I used to be caught up in the hustle hard mentality until I learned that my quirky little traits I thought weren't that important actually turned out to be the secret sauce I needed to step boldly into my purpose and create impact, not only in my life, but so many amazing women around me. Organizing your schedule, launching impactful programs, redefining leadership without code switching or compromise, and stepping boldly into your God-given assignment are all topics we'll discuss here. Think of this podcast as that Sunday brunch with your girls that feels so therapeutic you can't wait to get to it. But let's clarify, this is not a substitute for a relationship with a licensed therapist. All right, grab your notebook and your coffee or your tea. We don't discriminate over here. And let's start the show. Welcome back for another episode of the Poised Powerhouse Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and a licensed therapist. It is a pleasure, per usual, to be on the airways with you. Okay? Let me tell you how I thought about starting this episode really quick before we jump into the tea. I was going to be like, turn my music up some more. Mom always told me to be careful. Okay, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, sing the rest of the lyrics in the comments if you know what I'm talking about. Honey, what's in your mug today? What is in your mug? Today, I am feeling inspired, exhausted physically, but inspired for everything that is to come for this season. And this week in my physical mug, or what was in my physical mug, is the Bianca Forte from Nespresso with a little bit of caramel creamer and caramel syrup. And we've switched creamers. Have you tried the silk oat milk creamers? Those are bae. But I also feel like I'd be trading creamers every couple of months because they always release a new ones and they be tasting good. But I've officially switched everything over to oat, right? Oat everything. And why? Because it makes the coffee creamier and richer. And we love that. We love that. All right, let's get into this tea, honey. Everybody talks about mindset, okay? And honestly, I won't say that I hate mindset, but sometimes because of how overused the word is, I don't want to address mindset. And truthfully, success is all about mindset, right? First off, how you define success is about your mindset. And then how you perceive failure is all about mindset. So we have to realistically talk about it, even though I hate that the word is overused in society. Okay, so there's that disclaimer right there. Empires are built one layer at a time. That's what's relevant here. Okay, I want you to remember that as we go through today's episode. Empires are built one layer at a time. I want you to follow me here. And remember, companies like Uber, right? Companies like Uber just started off giving people rides. And then they expanded to Uber Black with private rides. And then they expanded to Uber Eats, delivering your food, honey, when folks ain't stealing it. But, okay, that's neither here nor there. You see what I'm talking about when I say it's all about mindset and how you perceive success or failure? Like, people could be like, oh my gosh, they failed, okay? But also, the company is very successful, right? Because they now employ thousands of people, and the company started with just two people who decided to follow their dreams.
Hey, hey, aren't you tired of running around like a chicken with your head cut off? How many times have you promised to do better with your wellness routines only to let life get on top of you again? I want to invite you to pause and pour by downloading my app, The Lavish Haven, your sanctuary for cultivating daily wellness. It's completely free to use. You'll start with our pause and pour quiz and then access our signature daily and weekly wellness trackers, mood playlists, elevated emotions collections, scripture-based guided audios, and so much more. Hit the link below to start today.
What do you believe about yourself and your abilities? Have you bought into the lie that you are not special? And I mean, if we keep it a hundo, I could see how easy it would be to believe that lie. Life will literally squeeze the optimism out of you if you let it. And then people will flat out tell you that you're not special. And I'm sure you've heard that a couple of times before in your life, especially if you know that Aaliyah song. But the truth is, you are actually special. That's not a lie. It's not an exaggeration. You were born to have a very specific impact on this earth. And a verse that I read to recently remind me of this, that encouraged me and had me up in here like, okay, and period, honey, was 1 Peter 2:9. You are a royal priesthood chosen by God. You were appointed. You were designated. This was decided on beforehand. You were handpicked. So you are indeed quite special. And you have to believe that you are who God says you are before you ask other people to believe that you are who God says you are. You have to understand that God uses unlikely, imperfect people, regardless of what mistakes you have made in the past, or even who you've been and how you've shown up in your relationships in the past. You always have a choice to change, right? To change your behavior, to change who you are interacting with, to change how you do life, to change how you show up, to change how you look. There's always a choice. And truthfully, the mistakes that you've made, and even if you are ashamed of yourself or how you're showing up or decisions that you've made and life sucking the optimism out of you and all of that, like those things don't actually negate who you were made to be underneath the layers and the weight that life has placed on you. So the very first mindset shift is you've got to believe that you are who God says you are and that you were chosen to do this work if you know and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because we got to be clear up in here, honey. We got to be clear up in here. We ain't following just any spirits, boo-boo. We're following the Holy Spirit. We're following the word of God, okay? And if you know that you are in alignment with God's word, and if you know that this is what he's been telling you to do, you got to do it, right? Because you're chosen to do it. That's why it keeps bugging you. And after all of that, you have to believe that what you're offering is actually relevant and important before you ask anybody else to believe it, because you're going to get a lot of no's. It's going to hurt your feelings. It's going to offend you. It's going to make you second guess your purpose. It's going to make you second guess what you're doing. But you are going to get a lot more no's before you start to get the yes, before people start to see the value. Everybody is not going to be excited about your dream. They're not going to be excited about what you're launching. And then what do? Give up? Giving up ain't an option. It ain't an option, okay? And when I say own your value, I mean to confidently acknowledge your own skills. Like, we have this habit of simply letting other people say stuff occasionally, and then we get upset if somebody doesn't know what we bring to the table, or we get upset because people aren't acknowledging it. Why are they going to acknowledge it if you won't even acknowledge it? You're not saying that you're good at that. And I'm not talking about bragging, right? I'm talking about situations where it's appropriate to say what you do. When somebody is in the room saying they need someone to do X, Y, Z, and if you know you're the best at that, or you know you do a pretty good job at that, that's your opportunity to share your skills. That's your opportunity to share your values, not in an arrogant way, not in a braggadocious way, just to share. And if it turns into something, it turns into something. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Okay. So the shift means that you are going to have to recognize that explaining your value and what you bring to the table is not bragging. There's a difference between arrogance and pride and bragging and simply explaining, yeah, that's actually what I do in this context. This is how it shows up. Let me know if you're interested. Very simple. So we have to work on your confidence. Confidence is a building block for successfully redefining leadership. Since a lot of times people are initially not going to be on board with what you are presenting them, and they might not see exactly where you're headed. Okay, lean in close, and let's just have a little talk, boo. Let's just do it. You have to move from writing those ideas down in your notebook and daydreaming to tangible action. Okay, thoughts don't get things done, honey. Actions do. Just thinking about starting your program and mentioning it to a couple of your friends, that ain't enough, sugar. It's not enough. Ideas die in continuous iteration without execution. You want to know why you're not generating more money in your business? You want to know why you didn't get that promotion? You want to know? It's because you wrote down that amazing idea. And I'm talking about you wrote it in detail, honey. From the start to the finish to the T, you looked up resources and all of that. But you never launched it. You never took action on it. So the second mindset shift is to go from thinking to doing. You have to have an action-oriented mindset. You mapped everything out from start to finish, so why you won't take off? Why you won't just do the thing? This is where it's not a magic pill. It's not no course. It's not no coach. It's not no guru. It's not no therapist that could get you into gear if you don't decide to shift your mindset. So let's talk about what this action-oriented mindset looks like, okay? Naturally, of course, it looks like shifting from thinking to doing, especially if you are an entrepreneur. Honey, we don't need you to generate no more ideas, okay? We know you got enough of them to go around, okay? We know you don't have a problem with that, and your ideas are absolutely amazing. But what an action-oriented mindset does is start with small actionable steps that build momentum towards your goal. So if we take, for example, my practice, which is now 8 years old and counting, period, poo. Okay. If we take my practice, for example, that started off as an idea in my notebook. And I thought that that wouldn't come to life until I was in my 60s or 70s. You know, I was thinking like, oh, I'd be an old lady with some gray hair. That'd be so cute. Like, please come on in, my next client, right? But I got curious, and I was curious about what it would actually take to start a practice now. I mean, because honey, the bills were billing, okay? And they weren't going anywhere. So I thought to myself, I might as well look into it. And so I took that small action of researching how to actually start a private practice, what I need, how much everything would cost, and all those tiny little details. And I know some of y'all listening to this are like, okay, but Dr. Hood, I am doing that. See, I'm taking action. Uh-huh. Okay, cool. That's cute. That's real cute. But then I took it a step further and started a website. Then I talked to my supervisor about supervising me until I was fully licensed and I could branch off on my own. Then I did something really scary, like two really big steps, because like I already knew my supervisor, looking into the stuff. Okay, cool. Those are steps. Those do matter. I was excited at each one of those steps. But then I started looking for office space. And I'm not talking about looking online. I'm talking about I started to physically go to places, physically inquire, call people, contact people to see a space. And then I took it a step even further before I even knew the office space. I just knew the neighborhood I wanted to be in. I started having coffee dates with people in the area. And once I started to have coffee dates and say in, you know, some of these Facebook groups that I was looking for an office space and what were people's best tips, Some girl inboxed me on Facebook and was like, hey, I actually just bought a building and I'm looking to rent out an office space. Boom, done, sold. First office secured. Why? Because we took small actionable steps, a lot of small actionable steps, and putting myself out there to build momentum. You're going to want to set really clear goals when you're shifting from thinking to action-oriented mindset. And this way, when you set those goals, you have somewhat of a roadmap and a destination in mind so that you are not sidetracked with all the shiny little objects along the way that look so good, but in reality are going to stop you from launching. It's going to stop you from moving forward. Don't start with too much, though. Start small and start where you are. Perfect what you have first. Perfect the base layer. Again, empires are built layer upon layer upon layer. Again, Uber started with two guys saying, we just want to help get people get rides, okay? And they built upon layers and layers and layers. So perfect what you have first and then build in layers. If we go back to my example, when I launched my practice, I started just with individual and couples therapy. And then I advanced to start group therapy shortly after that. And then I advanced to have an intern. Then I had people working for me, you know? So building layers upon layers upon layers. And know this, when you are shifting into this mindset, you have to step out of your comfort zone. It's a new season, a new era, a new you. So it's gonna feel uncomfortable. It really is. But you will never change your life or the lives of people that you are serving if you never leave your comfort zone. That's just it. Leadership, legacy, all of that is not created in a comfort zone. You have to embrace new challenges. And that leads me to mindset shift number three. We talk about this all the time on the podcast, and this mindset shift is all about using failure as your fuel. Failure equals a refining strategy. Seriously, if something ain't hitting like you want it to, it's actually an opportunity, not a sign that you need to give up. Okay, that's not a sign that you need to give up. And I don't care what your TTP just said about your little business, your little idea. I don't care what Sharon said in the conference room when you brought up your idea. If you believe that God put it on your heart to do, but you stopped because you perceived that you failed the first time. My question for you is, who gave you permission to quit? Who had did that? Who had did that? Because see, if God gave you the idea or the plan, he's still holding you accountable for that. He's like, I gave you a seed. What are you going to produce with the seed that I gave you? You do not have permission to quit unless God came himself and clearly told you that you have permission to stop. And there are times when God clearly gives us permission to stop a thing. But my thing is, if you are not hearing a clear answer, if you haven't heard nothing from God on how to move forward in this thing, that means it ain't over. That means he's still expecting you to produce a result from the seed that he gave you. So you have to learn to use your failure or your perceived failure as a refining strategy. So you can analyze what worked, what didn't work, and you can extract the value from that thing. Okay? Like, how are people success? Baby, they extracting what works. We're gonna do away with the petty stuff that don't work. We're gonna do away with the harmful stuff, and we're gonna extract the value and build on that. Use that experience as a guide for your future projects. What not to do? Who do I need to stay in communication with? You know, because sometimes there are some people that are attached to your future success, but you can't meet them if you don't fail first. Like, you never would have met this person that is a clue into your future purpose and your purpose walk if you are not willing to fail first. And sometimes you might need to reframe the perception of failure because in one area, a thing might not have taken off like you anticipated or like you wanted it to, but maybe you succeeded in another area that you weren't even anticipating. I had to do this plenty of times. It's real. It's part of life. It's part of a career journey. life journey, leadership journey, all the things. I perceived that I had failed in a particular area because I didn't hit the metric that I was watching, that I wanted. And it's true, but realistically, what I did achieve was successful by a different metric. And sometimes we so busy looking at this one that we're missing the other one. And you are the only person who can define or who knows what success actually looks like at the end of the day. So don't be afraid of failure.
It's time to talk about what I've been loving. Product recommendations, shout outs to family and friends, and overall gratitude. Let's get into it.
Welcome back to another What I've Been Loving. This week, I have been loving the Fable app. And if you don't know what the Fable app is, honey, it is a book tracking app. It is a social club. It is a lot of book clubs or watch clubs on there. If you are a media queen or a chick who loves media, TV shows, music, books, whatever, they don't have music on there. But I'm just saying it because media queens love music too. Like it's a whole thing. It's a vibe. Anyway, if you are somebody who loves books and even tracking TV shows, the Fable app is going to be really good for you because they have a lot to offer. Social reading down to like you can read books and comment at the same point as other people without doing spoilers or ruining things. And I've been reading with my friends, you know, So that's what we're loving this week. If you enjoyed today's episode, share the love. Share with your mama, share with your auntie, share with your best friend. Then head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Reviews help the podcast to grow. Well, that's all I have for you this week. I'll see you on these social media streets. Bye.